Joining us by telephone, Lance Plimmel, the County Board Chair for Wood County. Another County Board meeting held and some business to take care of. First of all, how's that wage study coming along?
Coming along pretty good, Larry. By the way, thanks for having me on the air. Appreciate it always. Wage study's coming along. We charged an ad hoc committee with bringing forth a resolution within a couple of months, and I think they're right on schedule. Anticipated delivery would be at our April 16th meeting, and at that point in time, I think we'll finally have something in place. I don't know that we will have a 100% agreement on that like anything else, but I think we'll have a compromise, although I haven't seen the final iteration of that. That probably will appeal to enough people to pass the two-thirds majority to get something done.
Let's go back and recap a little bit. It started off last fall as a way to try to bring the wage scales more in line with the private sector. You had several different levels of pay, and it was all over the departments. You're trying to get down to some uniformity, right?
Absolutely. You know, through the years with different union contracts and basically people doing the same job in a number of different units, pay was skewed all over the place. And one of the things that we needed to do to be responsible people in government and to deliver services responsibly and as economically as possible is to, you know, to pay people what generally are considered market wages. You know, the private sector has been hammered for years. You've seen their wages drop, their benefits be cut. You know, and they have suffered, and there's that thought out there that, you know, there's been some arrogance in government where they feel that that can never be questioned and that wages consistently and constantly went up. And I think it's important that we are in tune with what happens in the private sector. So we commissioned a wage study to take a look at that, to compare public and private sector employment, to look at what those fair wages are. And I want to make that very clear, fair wages, because in some cases, you'll probably see a fairly significant increase. You know, we had some people who were grossly underpaid. We also have some positions who, generally speaking, in comparison to the private sector, are somewhat overpaid. And so we brought forth a proposal that said we're going to freeze those wages that are overpaid until the market would catch up. We weren't going to cut them. We were just going to freeze them. And then if the wage study said we had people who were grossly underpaid, we need to adjust that, too. And there was some pushback. You know, that thought process that you can't do pay for performance or you can't do merit pay was something that struck a chord with some people that wasn't something they thought they could do. So we went back and we looked at it, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a plan coming forth that addresses all of those things, market-driven wages, some performance built into a system. Employees need to be accountable, whether you're private or public sector, and that's where we're headed.
Other issues on the agenda today, what happened there?
The other issues were pretty simple ones. You know, when we reorganized our county board a while back, a number of years ago, and we were one of the first counties to do that due to a referendum, which cut the size of our county board in half, and we had to reassign committees at that time and reduce numbers of committees, combining a number of them into what we called kind of super committees. As we assign the workload, over time we have found there's been some imbalance there. So one of the things that we did today, kind of an important one, was the county board rules, as handled by committee, was done by the executive committee. And that now is going to be turned over to our judicial and legislative committee, probably where it should have been from the start. But that's a pretty big move because they handle a lot of issues. So that's going to go over there. The rest of the stuff was, you know, pretty mundane, everyday housekeeping. You know, application to the state for ATV and snowmobile grant monies that are available to improve our trails. There was another housekeeping one that went on that basically brought into play a dangerous dog ordinance, you know, and how the municipalities and the county deal with those animals. But there wasn't anything earth-shattering other than the wage study. One interesting thing we did and didn't take action on today was an explanation of what will happen with the Affordable Health Care Act, or as some would call it, Obamacare. And I don't think I've ever seen as many shocked faces in a room as when they started to hear some of the details and what that will entail.
With Obamacare, many businesses, I know, have been watching very closely their part-time hours so they don't get over a certain number of hours. Otherwise, they are mandated to have these benefits and health care issues for these part-time people. I'll bet the county's in the same boat.
a little bit in that respect. But well, first of all, you know, touching on that part, private sector, you know, I'm always amazed that at the federal level, legislation is written that really doesn't ever take into consideration all of the possibilities out there. And let's talk private employers. If you're a private employer and you have 55 or 60 employees and you're exempt from that law with 49 employees, what do you think is going to happen to staff? They're automatically going to cut to 49, so they don't have to deal with the myriad of paperwork that's out there and the cost. And then the second part of this is, under the Affordable Health Care Act, if you go into the exchanges, you're looking at penalties being paid by these companies of roughly $2,000 an employee to enter into those. And you know, think about this. How many people do you know that can be covered in their health care needs for $2,000 a year? It's obviously not going to be wholly funded by the penalties paid by employers, and I'm guessing they're coming after you again, you and me and everybody else out there, because that barely covers the physical and one set of x-rays. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be costly, and I think when people see how their benefits across the board, I'm not talking county employees, because we have a pretty Cadillac health care plan, but those people that were kind of caught in between, whether they were self-employed, whether they were within small employer, whether they were retired, are going to have some real significant increases in the amount of money they're going to be paying to the government next year.
It could add up real fast, too.
It's going to add up real fast. And, you know, we heard today from one of our health consultants that the regulations as they stand today, piled on end, are over 7 feet tall if you started to read through those documents. So you have 7 feet of paperwork that this plan covers, or that covers this plan. And I can't even imagine wading through that. On top of that, it changes every single day as they realize that some of it is just not a doable situation. But, you know, you've heard of corporations already that said, I'm going to pay the penalty. I'm not going to offer health care. It's a little scary. I'm always afraid when the government says, here's a new plan, we're here to help you.
What else have we got to cover today?
You know, the one thing I can say to the listeners out there, from, you know, at least from Wood County, is, you know, we've been pretty financially responsible over the years, and I think we're in pretty good shape going forward. I think we're going to be able to weather those storms that are coming. I think that our taxpayers are probably in pretty good shape for the next couple of years, provided that we get the same level of support we have previously had from federal and state governments, and that's always the wild card out there.
In Wisconsin, of course, the old joke is we have two seasons, snow plowing and road construction. We're right in between them now. Any awareness of how things are going Wood County as far as surviving the winter with enough salt and supplies and getting ready for the spring and the work?
Well, we could sure use spring. You know, I always laugh because the committee that covers our highway departments also covers our parks department. So what makes one happy makes the other one sad pretty quickly, and then vice versa. Either there's enough snow to run our winter sports areas and our snowmobile trails, in which case we have to plow and salt, or there's none, and then the parks aren't too happy. But I think from a salt perspective and from a budget perspective, we're going to be okay. We're not going to have a surplus like we've had in the last year or two, you know, just based on weather. But I think we're going to be okay in that respect. The one thing that concerns me, and probably your listeners, as they drive around out there, the amount of damage that you're seeing on the highways right now due to the freeze and thaw, and that's been pretty constant, amazes me at times. I mean, I've seen potholes in different locations, not just in my own county, but elsewhere. You could lose a car. And I think that the maintenance budgets are going to be stretched this year probably across the state.
Looking at that, you are one of the few counties that has agreements with frac sand haulers. Are there any special limitations right now during the thaw that cut down on the truck traffic?
There will be. You know, we've had talk, you know, I don't want to alarm anybody because I'm not sure of the dates either, you know, but there's been talk that by at some point in time next week, load limits might go on to those roads to protect them. But that's kind of day by day. You know, we really go out there and assess every day. This week's been cold enough. You know, we're not going to have any issues. It's supposed to start warming up, I believe, by Sunday. But we'll keep a pretty close eye on that. And then just, you know, based on the amount of snow we have out there, I'm going to guess we're going to have pretty soft conditions for a while.
Lance Plummel, the County Board Chair for Wood County, joining us today on WSAU.
Thanks, Larry.